is all I need to see. Just watching a small bird fly above the field.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Sean Stone is with us. He's our cultural correspondent here to tell us what's happening on area stages and screens. Or screams. I don't know. Depends on whether you're seeing it or not.
Right.
John, good morning. How are you, sir?
I am very well.
You saw California Typewriter. This is the new Tom Hanks movie.
Yes, it's a documentary about people who are obsessed with typewriters. It's sort of centered around a Berkeley typewriter store, repair and sales store, which has been run by this same family for decades. And that part of it's really fascinating because, you know, nobody makes typewriter parts anymore. The last typewriter factory was in India and it closed 3 years ago. So you see them sort of making their own parts for typewriters and dusting them off. And people are really obsessive about it. Tom Hanks is obsessive about it. They interview the late Sam Shepard is in it. John Mayer.
Okay.
Who decided his thing is kind of, well, it's loopy. He's loopy, so his stuff is kind of entertaining. You know, he decided 10 years ago that, you know, there won't be any notes left on my lyrics, you know, if I just have them on a hard drive.
Right.
So he types them all now. And it's a fun documentary, although I did have to laugh. I have three typewriters. The one that I use for correspondence, they would totally not think is cool. Because it's a late model Royal Safari and it has a plastic chassis.
Oh, bad.
Bad. Not hip. Tom Hanks would not have that one in his collection of, you know, 500 typewriters or whatever he owns. He owns a couple hundred typewriters.
Oh, all right. Well, whatever you're into.
Hey, it takes up less space than, say, like Leno's car collection.
Absolutely. It's a lot less space. Okay, so California Typewriter, it's out and you can see it. Now, tonight at the Egg.
The High Kings. This is traditional Irish music. That's at 7:30 p.m. They're an award-winning band. It's very fun music. Tonight through Sunday at the Madison Theater in Albany, they are showing the cult movie from the mid-80s, The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension.
I have seen that movie so many times in my life. More times than probably about 18 more times than I needed to.
That was one of the movies that showed up at the local theater where I was at college. And I just went and saw it like three times because I had nothing better to do. It beats studying.
In the early days of cable, they played it about every hour. And
it's a fantastic cast. It's yes. Peter Weller and John Lithgow as Dr. Lizardo, and Jeff Goldblum is in it, and Ellen Barkin, and it's lots
good
of fun.
Stuff.
Tomorrow night, Friday, at the Impact Concert Hall in Troy, the New York ensemble Yarn Wire will perform a premiere of music by Eno Pop. Hallucinatory. Well, go to the website. It'll tell you what it is. Sounds great.
Hallucinatory, whatever the hell it is. You know.
No, it does sound great. They've got a. You can watch a little video and everything. Opening at Capitol Repertory Theater tomorrow at 8 o'clock and running through October 15th is the literary rom-com for adults, Sex with Strangers. Two writers, one older, one younger. They meet up and then things ensue. There you go.
Things.
Yes. Things. And then Saturday, it's that time again, Lark Fest. And they're actually going to have good weather this year.
Good for them.
It's going to be nice. It's not, you know, the usual hideous downpour.
Good for them.
The bands include Cloud Nothings, the wonderfully named Jackal Onassis, Juska, and more. There's two stages, one on each end of the street. There's a kids zone. There's something for everyone, lots of vendors and all that good stuff. Saturday at the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown, Mass., this is cool. It's called Abstract Expressions, a musical exhibit in four parts. It's four ensembles, the International Contemporary Ensemble, or ICE, pianist Connor Hannock, Abstract for Winds, and Ensemble Connect. They're going to play, you know, at like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. It's free, but you have to make a reservation. So go to the Clark website and make your reservation. That's Abstract Expressions. Saturday night, if you want a good time in Great Barrington, they're showing Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid on the big screen at the Mahewi Performing Arts Center, which is just a barrel of fun.
Very fun.
And as the intro music was, the great Cheryl Wheeler, folk singer, singer-songwriter, comedian. She's a little of everything. She's going to be at the 8-Step at Proctor's that Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. I'm actually not sure which room that's in. I think they have a comedy show, so it may not be downstairs. It may be upstairs. You'll have to buy your ticket and show up.
Find out what direction you go in.
Exactly. There'll be someone to point the way. And then we have new Irish music, sort of Irish rock.
Mm-hmm.
The Young Dubliners at the Palace Theater in Albany on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And then Rodriguez will be at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in Troy on Monday at 7:30 p.m. He was the subject of that documentary, the Oscar-winning documentary, Searching for Sugar Man.
That's right.
That's exciting.
That is very exciting.
And we have a bunch of movies this week. Brad Status. Ben Stiller takes his kid to go on college interviews.
I think I love this movie. I haven't seen it. I've seen the trailers. I've seen some clips from it. I think I like the idea of it.
It's interesting because Ben Stiller works off the principle that he annoys you. So what kind of movie is how ramped up the annoying level is. So up here you have Dodgeball, and down here you have Brad Status. He's just annoying his son just enough to make him nervous.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. And I don't know, because most of these movies, the kid may annoy me too.
Oh, I'm absolutely certain of that.
Brad Status. And then, Kingsman, the new Kingsman movie's out.
Kingsman, The Golden Circle, with Julianne Moore as a supervillain. And Jeff Bridges has that really evil glint in his eye in the trailer.
Yeah.
And that's the main reason I want to go see this.
The glint and the voice.
Yeah.
Together, that's menacing.
Exactly. And it's, you know, Mark Strong and all the gang from the first movie. Then there's Rebel in the Rye, which is a documentary about Salinger writing The Catcher in the Rye. I was having a chat with Sarah. I hold the unpopular opinion that The Catcher in the Rye isn't very good, and I dislike Holden Caulfield, so I don't see how I could like this movie.
No, is it a documentary or is it
Oh, it's not a documentary. Sorry, it's a docudrama.
A docudrama. And it's, I forget the kid who's in it, but it's...
Kevin Spacey is in
Kevin
it.
Spacey is the kind of, I want to say overlord, but no, the guiding influence,
yeah,
his mentor.
Yeah, the sort of boozy mentor.
Yeah.
The movie looks good.
It does.
I'm just not a fan of the book. He's just a whiny pain in the neck.
Yeah.
Old Holden.
My mother maintained that each human has about three. This is absolutely true. My mother said that as a librarian, that each human has about 3 months in their life where that book applies and they would love it. And if they read it any time out of that 3 month span, they will hate it more than anything else in the world.
That's absolutely true. Your mother is absolutely right. It has a window about this,
yeah,
wide.
It was like there was a perfect, because she read it, well, the first time she read it, she said it was perfect. And the next time she read it, said, oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Yep.
And then we have the Lego Ninjago movie, which is some sort of Lego line I'm not familiar with. Something about ninjas. Beats me. The kids will love it.
I know. I see the product in the store. Stores that are going bankrupt now, but still the store. And there you go.
Yep.
We'll see what happens. Sean Stone, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a great week. We'll see you next week. Coming up next, we are going to talk to Ann Powers about good booty. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.